cents for the active ingredients. Some astonishing numbers here. Zestril, one a lot of people use, $89 for 100 tablets, $3 they cost. Does it not make you wonder how these companies are getting away?
This is the Quality News Network. President Bush had telephone conversations with the King of Jordan and the President of Egypt today. They discussed Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's upcoming trip to the Middle East next week. On Tuesday, President Bush will meet with the new Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, at the White House. Today, the Senate Armed Services Committee held hearings, and Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Peter Pace, testified. Gates said the first phase of the President's new Iraq war plan will start in the beginning of February. The new chairman of the committee, Senator Carl Levin, said the troop increase in Iraq is a flawed strategy and a grave mistake. Republican Senator John McCain defended the president's plan as necessary. Iraq's President Jalal Talabani will travel to Damascus to hold talks with Syria's President Bashar al-Assad this weekend. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton will travel to Iraq this weekend with two other lawmakers to meet with top Iraqi and U.S. military officials. They will also go to Afghanistan. There have been anti-war protests in several U.S. cities in response to President Bush's plan to send thousands of more troops to Iraq. The protesters say the president is not listening to the will of the American people. A CNN opinion research poll released today shows that two out of three Americans are against President Bush's plan to send more troops to Iraq. Nearly the same percentage of those polled say the president has no clear plan for Iraq. The U.S. Embassy in Athens was hit early today by a rocket fired from across the street. Greek authorities say the attack probably came from a domestic terrorist group. No one was injured, and the U.S. ambassador said there was minimal damage. The Washington Post reports today that a small group of U.S. military personnel went into southern Somalia following Monday's U.S. airstrike on suspected al-Qaeda targets. They went in to determine who was killed. The Homeland Security Department will begin unmanned surveillance aircraft patrols of the Canadian border. The Predators will patrol the airspace day and night starting this fall, checking for potential terrorists. The trial for suspected al-Qaeda member Jose Padilla will be delayed by 3 months to allow more time for him to complete a mental competency exam. And finding a wife in China may be more difficult. A state commission reports that there will be 30 million more men than women in the country by the year 2020. The report indicates the discrepancy stems from the country's one-child-per-family policy. You're listening to the Quality News Network. Science and business news are next.
Here's good news about your money. Monterey County Bank has won the Bauer Financial 5-Star Superior Rating for financial strength and stability, making it one of the safest banks in Monterey County for your money. It's nice to know your money is in a safe place, but there are even more reasons to bank with Monterey County Bank. They now have four convenient locations in Carmel, Monterey, Carmel Valley, and Pacific Grove. And Monterey County Bank is the oldest locally owned bank, now celebrating its 30th anniversary serving you. Here's another important point. Local businesses have come to trust and rely on Monterey County Bank's position as the county's number one SBA small business lender. Safety, convenience, and local people you can trust. That's Monterey County Bank. Stop in at one of our four branches and find out why you can bank on us. Monterey County Bank, SBA preferred lender and equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A cold snap is hitting California, and growers fear it may harm the state's $1 billion citrus crop. Record or near-record low temperatures in the teens are forecast tonight and tomorrow night. Federal health officials say the recent E. coli outbreak that made 81 people who ate at Taco John's restaurant sick may have been caused by contaminated lettuce from California's Central Valley. The House of Representatives passed legislation today that would require the federal government to negotiate with the drug manufacturers to provide lower prices for Medicare patients. President Bush has threatened to veto the bill. It turns out retailers did have a good holiday season after all. The Commerce Department reports that December retail sales were up 0.9%. That's the biggest increase since July and more than economists had initially forecast. There was strong demand for video game consoles and flat-screen televisions. A market research group reports that video game sales in the U.S. set a record last year. $12.5 billion was spent on software, hardware, and accessories. The chief executive of BP, one of the largest oil companies in the world, announced he will retire at the end of July. Light sweet crude is trading at $52.90 a barrel. And taking a look at Wall Street this hour, the Dow in record territory, up 31 points at 12,546. The NASDAQ is up 12 points and the S&P 500 is up 6. There's always more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramoff.
This is a top to what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most
11,
of the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions of Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
G'day, everybody. How you doing? John Fox here in Sydney, Australia. It's Saturday morning here. It's probably Friday afternoon or Friday evening where you are, and I hope you've been having a good day. We're going to continue on with some stuff we were covering yesterday. We're going to do some new stuff. We got lots of stuff. We got a track of the day, of course. And, where do I want to start? I think I just, because I just find this so exciting, I'm going to go back to where I left off yesterday talking about, these air cars. And I've been having quite a click through on these, and these are air powered, air driven motor cars, and they're zero emissions, zero combustion, and this I think is one of the most exciting things I've seen. And in Europe, like in London and some other cities, Germany does a lot of this stuff where either they've made the city center a vehicle-free zone, aside from like delivery vehicles, or you have to pay an extra tax to be able to drive within the city, just because pollution in these population centers has gotten so bad that the only way to deal with it is just to eliminate some of the traffic. And so if we're going to end up with pollution-free zones in the future, which is, very possible, I think this idea of compressed air technology has a lot of merit. So I'm just going to read the English press release. It's a French outfit. Seems like most of the press has been out of Spain, and it says one of one of the many challenges of today's society is maintaining our lifestyle with minimal repercussions to the environment. That is why Guy Niger has invented a zero-pollution car which involves no combustion. The MDI car can reach a speed of 68 miles per hour and has road coverage of roughly 124 miles, some 8 hours of travel, which is more than double the road coverage of an electric car. When recharging the tank, the tank needs to be connected to the mains 220 volt for 3 to 4 hours or attached to an air pump in a petrol station for only 2 minutes. And I've seen quotes that a charge at a filling station should cost you approximately, 1.5 euros. So you're talking 124 miles on what you probably pay for a gallon of petrol in the United States at the moment. Economy and ecological benefits are the main advantages for the client, since the car's maintenance cost is 10 times less than that of a petrol-run car, costing 1 pound for the car to travel up to 8 hours and cover 124 miles in an urban area. How does it work? Well, 90 cubic meters of compressed air is stored in the fiber tanks. The expansion of the air pushes the pistons to create movement. The atmospheric temperature is used to reheat the engine and increase the road coverage. The air conditioning system makes use of the expelled cold air. Due to the absence of combustion and the fact that there is no pollution, the oil change is only necessary every 31,000 miles. And I hear it's 1 liter of vegetable oil. At the moment, 4 models have been made: a car, a taxi for 5 passengers, a pickup truck, and a van. The final selling price will be, and get this, will be approximately £5,500. So doing my rough math, £5,500 would be, about $1,600 Australian. And doing rough math would be something like, $12,000, $13,000 U.S. dollars? And to answer the chat and the production chat's question, 1.5 euros for a recharge is what I've seen quoted at a filling station, which there would be some infrastructure that would have to be created. But I mean, how cheap would the infrastructure be? A big air compressor tank with a nozzle. I mean, it's very, very simple technology. And so they say a little bit about the company. Motor Development International is a company founded in Luxembourg, based in the south of France, and with its commercial office in Barcelona. MDI has researched and developed the air car over 10 years, and the technology is protected by more than 30 international patents. MDI's expansion has just begun, and they have already signed 50 factories in Europe, America, and Asia. The company is offering 20 licenses in the UK as exclusive manufacturing areas for cars, as well as offering other licenses in the nautical and public transportation sectors. Now, this, I think, is quite cool. The factory. It is predicted that the factory will produce 3,000 cars each year, with 70 staff working only 1 8-hour shift a day. If there were three shifts, 9,000 cars could be produced a year. MDI is undertaking a long-term franchise business, and there's more information at their site, theaircar.com. So, hey, any investors out there, I'm reckoning that this is a great thing to be in on the ground floor of. And, 70 employees, 3,000 cars, sounds pretty good to me. So, okay, well, with that, we'll prepare to go into our first break of the day, and I just think that this is really, really exciting stuff, So you plug in it at home, 3-4 hours, you're refilled, and the petrol stations or, some new business, it'd have to be safe enough that, you could have a corner store and have a recharge facility around the side. You know, I reckon that there's franchising opportunities here for someone who wanted to do it. And, you know, geez, go 124Ks on about the cost of what you pay for a gallon of petrol in the United States, you know, 1.5 euros. That's fantastic. So anyway, folks, you're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. You can get in on the program by dialing 1-877-443-2366, or you can email me, John, J-O-N, at headonradionetwork.com. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back with some more stuff and today's track of the day. So we'll see you in a bit.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robertson. after time, and it goes back for years, you know. Let's talk a minute about his business ventures. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called CaloVita, and it was a multi-level marketing company that breached that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman. The steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and just a quick correction on my mathematics here, and thank you, Susan. The selling price of the air car of 5,500 pounds translated into U.S. dollars is $10,771.31. How reasonable is that? And you have a completely non-combustion car, and to charge up one of these air tanks the even coal burnt electricity, it has to be, you know, a whole lot less of a footprint. I just cannot think of I cannot see that you'd have to burn that much to compress that little bit of air, because that's not much. But enough of me babbling about that. We should go straight to the phones, because our mate from unreportednews.net, Sarge, is on the line. How you going, Sarge?
How are you today, John?
I'm doing great, man. It's the weekend here, so,
well,
you know,
know
it's
what?
All good. What can I do for you?
You know what? I just want to give you an update on our mission to Mississippi. And
please do.
And I am just astounded by how well it's going. In the last couple of weeks alone, I talked to Jim Yancey, and we've raised over $4,000 in contributions to his website.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
And also, we have a truck full of goods already in Phoenix. Cassie and Bessie have done a marvelous job in Texas, and we're working on getting them a truck and a driver.
And I'll tell you something, they might not even know this yet, because we're sponsoring their blog for them. I saw that there's a comment from the wife of a doctor who wants more information to make an application to somebody for some very possible large donation. So,
I can take care of that. I can take care of that. I sure can. I'm the right one to do it.
I tell you what, mate, this is a really fantastic thing that you know you gave birth to, and it's nice to see that it's taking legs.
Let me say this now. I don't want to take credit for what's not mine to take credit for. This idea really goes to Sean Ryan, because he is the one that thought of it and suggested to me, and he and I got together and we started this thing. But let's give Sean his credit, because he's a good man.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, it seems as though what was a good idea from you know a one or a couple of people seems to be taking on legs of its own, which is what I've been really amazed to see, and I think it's a sign that, you know, people out there understand that the ball was dropped in a big way, and so, you know, bugger the government. This is people power. We got to go and take care of our own. And if we don't, you know, it's only we who will suffer for it.
Well, you know, I believe TSM is involved in on that thing in Texas too. I ought not to leave her out if she is. And Michelle. And, you know, everybody that's doing something, God bless them, and I don't even believe in God, but bless them. I just think it's wonderful, and it really is renewing my faith, and it's making me proud once more to be an American and seeing the America that I fought for and the America that I suffer for. And it does me so much good to see real Americans standing up and doing the American thing. God bless them. You know, I'm so pleased. There's a company in Arizona who has donated an entire brand new kitchen appliances for a house down in Jackson County, and everybody that buys from this store will be making a donation of the profit into this account.
I got an idea for you, and I have no idea whether it could pan out, but it just flashed through my brain. Because they are one of the more equitable, good corporate citizens out there in the international world. Has anyone gotten in touch with IKEA?
I don't know. I haven't. I'll say I have not. Now, Jim Yancey has contacted so many. I don't know who all he's contacted. I had talked about Lowe's with Dr. Bill, and I called Jim and suggested it to him, and Jim says, yeah, we've already talked to them. I said, wow, okay, I'm a little behind time then. But it's so great, because all these ideas, where they're new or someone's thought of them, I don't care. An idea is always worth looking into. And I appreciate every single thought that comes in, because, you know, the fact is we can't do enough to save these people and get them to where they ought to be. because this is too big a job for us. It's like Moy says, it's just too big a job for the people to do. The government has a responsibility, a social contract, and they're not fulfilling it. So we've got to step in, and we've got to try and fill that gap as much as we can. Even if we can't get it to where it should be, we've got to fill that gap. And
your efforts may very well shine some light of disappointment on the government again, and maybe you can even shame them into some belated
Well, it's like I was telling Randy Rose
in
Greener
some way, shape,
before,
or form.
Like I was telling Randy Rose Greener before she refused to put me on the air with Randy, even though Randy is one of the three liberal voices there is, and everybody else is a pretend. By her own statement. That's what she said today. I turned off the show just immediately and called in. But anyway, but the fact is, you take, like, Jim Yancey, you know, I know, Mike Malloy knows, Tom Hartman knows, Jim Yancey is busting his butt down there. And every dollar that goes to Jim Yancey goes into the people that need it. And yet, here is Haley Barbour, or go to hell Barbour, as I like to call him, who is taking grant money and refusing to give it to Mississippi, Jackson County Community Services Coalition, who is going to get every penny into the people and awarding it to his cronies, where 20% of it goes into the people.
Yeah, the only folks that have made out in this reconstruction have been the contractors and the subcontractors, Sarge.
And yet Randy Rhodes, the screener, would not even put me on the air to tell that part. Can you believe that? And she calls herself a liberal voice. Ah.
I can't speak for her, but I find it disappointing. To tell you the truth, but I can't speak for her. But hey, man, I gotta go because I gotta squeeze in the track of the day before getting into my last break. But keep us posted. I will get in touch with Cassie on that contact that was made to me, and just let's let this thing grow more legs, man. And good on you. Thanks for everything you're doing for these folks.
Thanks to everybody that's doing something. Bye-bye.
All right, mate. Take care. Bye bye. And that was Sarge, of course, and it doesn't matter whose idea it was. It's a great idea, and it seems to be taken off on its own. So before we run out of time, our track of the day, because it's a short one, so we might, go a little over the half hour here. But and I really got stuck trying to decide which track from this album to go with, and I decided to go, there's all the debate about minimum wage and all this other kind of thing, and this can even be dedicated to the folks who are still trying to rebuild their lives from Katrina. But Ry Cooder is probably one of the greatest slide guitar players, mandolin players, did a lot of stuff with the Stones and Taj Mahal. From his debut record, Ry Cooder, 1971, here is a great track called How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live? Roll it, Agnes.
Tell me, how can a poor man stand so?
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Claude, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
The difference between what I do on my show and what all the right-wing types do on their shows is very simple. I'm not going to lie to you. That doesn't mean you're going to agree with me about everything or that you're going to like hearing everything I have to say, but I will guarantee you that when I say something on my show, I say it because I mean it and I believe it, and I'm not just saying it to get you riled up and to boost my ratings. No potty mouth, no trash talking, no BS, just the straight truth as I see it, because the lies may sound good for a while, but the truth is there forever. It's not always pleasant, it's not always nice, sometimes it's hard to see through all the crap, but it's there. And that's what you're going to get from me, and that's why you should listen to my show. The Cup of Joe Radio Show, Mondays and Fridays from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time on the Head On Radio Network.
That's the Big Dipper over there.
Yellow and blue make green.
Well, a cow pie really isn't a pie.
Come on, Beth, open your eyes!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
You can see that in Alberta, diversity is very strong. You see people from different places, from different backgrounds, and we all have learned to live together. That's why Alberta is a great place to live.
We come from different places, and we have to accept each other because our backgrounds are different, our cultures are different, and we have to understand other people.
I think that our community, being as open as it is, just gives people a chance to really enjoy interaction between different cultures and really get to know each other without making any judgments.
Trabajando juntos podemos lograr la gran diferencia en la comunidad. That it means by working together, we can make a big difference in our community.
To find out how you can make a difference, visit helpmakeadifference.com. This message is brought to you by the Government of Alberta and Global Television.
Head On Radio Network, the young Silverchair and the not so young Silverchair are making a return this year with a new album, and I hear it's going to be just as fantastic as usual. So, okay, where was I going? Oh, okay, here we go. Hang on to your hats. This is classic. This is one of those stories that you have to just kind of like breathe before reading, just because you're going to want to scream. from our good friends Tree Hugger, there's a link to this story at the Seattle Post Intelligencer saying Federal Way School schools restrict gore film. It says this week the Federal Way schools. It got a lot more inconvenient to show one of the top-grossing documentaries in U.S. history, The Global Warming Alert, An Inconvenient Truth. After a parent who supports the teaching of creationism and opposes sex education complained about the film, the Federal Way School Board on Tuesday placed what it labeled a moratorium on showing the film. The movie consists largely of a computer presentation by former Vice President Al Gore recounting scientists' findings. Here comes the quote. Condoms don't belong in school, and neither does Al Gore. He's not a school teacher, unquote, said Frosty Hardison. Frosty Hardison! Oh, my God.
I bet there were interesting nicknames for her when she was in school. Frosty, a parent of seven, who also said that he believes. Oh, it's a he. Sorry, believes that the Earth is 14,000 years old. Here we go. The information that's being presented is a very cockeyed view of what the truth is. The Bible says that in the end times everything will burn up, but that perspective isn't in the DVD. Oh my God! Oh my God! Hardison's email to the school board prompted board member David Larson to propose a moratorium Tuesday night. Somebody could say you're killing free speech. My retort to them would be, we're encouraging free speech, said Larson, a lawyer. The beauty of our society is we allow debate. Excuse me? Since when did a faith and belief system become part of a scientific debate? And it says, I'm sorry, this just blows me away. School board members adopted a three-point policy that says teachers who want to show the movie must ensure that a credible, legitimate opposing view will be presented, that they must get the okay of the principal and the superintendent, and that any teachers who have shown the film must now present an opposing view. Oh my God. The requirement to present another side follows district policy to represent both sides of a controversial issue, Board President Ed Barney said. What is purported in this movie is, this is what is happening, period. That is fact, Barney said. Well, because it is, well, peer-reviewed scientific fact. Oh my, and we can't mention the age of the Grand Canyon or else we'll upset the fundies. Next we're going to have to say that the world may be flat. And the sun orbits us. And we're going to be the center of the universe. Give a monkey a brain and he'll swear he's the center of the universe. Thank you, Fishbone. Oh, my word. Oh, it's just too sad, isn't it? It's just unbelievably too sad. How can... Oh, let's see. You know, Hardison, you know, this guy Hardison, you know, he doesn't want sex education in school. Okay. There's just being stupid. I don't buy the religious argument of any side when it comes to that. Children need to understand how their bodies work so that they can be armed with the tools to protect themselves. It's your problem as a parent if you haven't been able to instill the morality. I'm going to avoid going here. It's just when you get to the point where, you know, debate is going to be completely eroded to nothingness because you might insult the stupid. And there, you know, I mean, this is just ignorance. And this is probably going to prompt me to create an entry for something that treehugger.com has been doing over the last few weeks. They have a competition going on, a video competition. You know, you make your own little, you know, Windows Media Video or QuickTime Video. And it's called their Convenient Truths Competition, where you give your real reasons for your understanding and of the facts of global warming. And they've got all kinds of prizes, probably some of those, you know, voltaic backpacks that I've talked about in the past and whatnot. So if you go to treehugger.com and you wanna make a statement of, you know, yo jackasses, stop being stupid, this is reality type little video, and maybe win some prizes, check it out. And I might have to do one now, because this just story just drives me, these kind of stories just drive me crazy. I mean, you know, so to take this guy's logic, then, if a history teacher shows a documentary on Hitler and the Holocaust, does that mean that the teacher then has to show an equal documentary of length and quality from a Holocaust denier? What do you reckon? I mean, this is kind of what they're saying, that they're wanting to have, you know, some sort of pipe dream belief system be, you know, on the equal footing in a debate as, you know, lab tested, time tested science. And no, science is not perfect, and this is where these people try to, you know, do their cherry picking. But the body of evidence is overwhelming. Okay. I'm gonna get away from jerks and idiots. Well, one more bit of jerks and idiots. I'll do this real quick before we go out to our final break of the day. Here's a little bit of mainstream media. They use the term chicken littles, but I reckon that they're the ones being the chicken little bit. The headline out of the City Morning Herald is, emissions cap may end car making in Europe. The sky is falling, the sky is falling. And it says, gas-guzzling sports cars, four-wheel drives, and people carriers could be priced off the road within 5 years after a crackdown on carbon emissions to be announced by the European Commission this month. The average new car in 2012 will have to emit no more than 120 grams of carbon per kilometer under proposals to be announced by the European Environment Minister, blah, 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 blah. At 104 grams of carbon per kilometer, only the petrol-electric Toyota Prius produces less than the 120 grams the Commission will set as legal requirement, blah, blah, blah. Manufacturers said the proposals to apply only to new cars would devastate standalone sports car builders such as Porsche and specialist manufacturers such as Land Rover. Boo frickin' who. Mr. Demas insisted that manufacturers could subsidize cheaper family cars and pass the extra costs of developing new low-emission vehicles onto buyers of cars that produce more pollution. And they say, I lost it. Where'd it go? He refers to... this is Jeremy Clarkson, who represents Top Gear on BBC TV, said, I would anticipate a lot of car manufacturers will start making bicycles. There would be a Lamborghini bicycle, a Peugeot bicycle, a Ferrari bicycle, and a BMW bicycle. They will say, look, these are your zero emissions, now get out of the way. You loving this? He says, this week Daimler Chrysler said that comments at the Detroit Motor Show by its chief economist said that quasi-hysterical Europeans were exaggerating the risk of global warming had been taken out of context. I doubt it. So with that, we're going to go and take this break. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and we will be right back after these messages. We'll be right back.
The Head On Radio Network is brought to you every night by the Carpenters and Millwrights. The Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters is a portion of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners of America, or more commonly called the Carpenters Union. The millwrights are a very specialized craft that perform their work with highly sensitive equipment and perform much of their work on machinery like turbines, laser alignment, and other highly specialized tools. We would like to thank the Carpenters and Millwrights for their support, because freedom of speech is free, and it's brought to you by the Carpenters and Millwrights, working hard every day to provide a brighter future. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
Why does this song always make me laugh? Welcome back to Fox Stuff, everybody. Don't have too much time left in this last segment here, but we might as well do what we should do here because it's conversation radio. We're going to go straight to the phones. We got Bob from North Dakota. How you going, Bob?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. This air car thing's got me really excited. I want to find someone with some money to buy a franchise, to open up a franchise here in Australia.
Glenda was talking about that. She said, "Oh man, that sounded great," you know. And I thought, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, air car, you know, I could, you know, kind of fill hers up every morning, you know, with a lot of fire. You know, I'd pump a bunch out, but. I have to speak to my friend down there in Mississippi, my old friend, you know, he's old, because he says he's old. He calls himself old.
Talking about Sarge.
Yeah. I have to speak to him, and I have to salute him and stand in awe of what that man does in his heart and in absolutely what he does every day of the week, fighting for those that really deserve to be fought for, and that's the disenfranchised, the poor, the weak, those that cannot fight for themselves. And that's what the Marine Corps stood for when I left it, was we fought for those that could not fight for themselves. And you know what? Now they're fighting for what? For George the insignificant, you know.
I reckon most of them right now are fighting to protect theirs and their mates' butts, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's what we did in Annam. But hey, let's think about it for a moment. If you're not fighting for a real cause, something that really matters, then you're not fighting for anything. And John, I salute you. I stand before you. And I look you in the eye and I say, you are a true friend because you are fighting for this planet. You're trying to teach the willfully ignorant. Yeah, the willfully ignorant. How to read a book, how to look into the future and see that what you're doing is wrong because your grandchildren, your great grandchildren will look back and in disgust for what you have done.
And the other thing too is you know, this air car company outfit that I've been going on about the last couple of days, they are looking to set up franchisee factories.
Yeah.
And so there's all the licenses available. So all this idea that, you know, being, you know, good to the planet is not profitable is garbage as far as I'm concerned.
It's a lie.
These are business opportunities.
John, being good to the planet is what, if you believe in that creator, he said that we should be stewards of the earth, okay? So we should be stewards of the land. And a steward is
dominion. The dominion somehow forgot that.
You're breaking
the dominion is somehow forget that part. Sorry about that, but the dominionists seem to have forgotten that part.
Well, no, they just chucked it because dominionists believe that they alone, no one else except the dominionists should be, alive on the planet. That, you know, if the dominionists are here, then this Messiah will appear before them and, you know, kind of grant them immortality. Come on. There's no such thing. There's never been an immortal on this planet. The only immortals on this planet are those that have been dreamed up by other idiots. Okay? Even Genghis Khan was not an immortal. He died, right?
Yep.
You know, you stop back and you think about who's his other immortal? What's his name? Flavius or something? I have no idea. There are so many idiots running around the planet thinking they can live forever, and nothing lives forever. Not the stars, not the planets, not this little blue little marble that we live on, John. Nothing lives forever, but let's not be the ones that kill it. Let us not.
And that's really where we've been headed, you know, over the last 50 years. And, you know, it's time to just stop the denial. It's time to, you know, take responsibility. You know, there are so many things that we do day to day that aren't necessary.
Yeah.
I think that people need to simplify their lives a bit, and this isn't about limiting choice. It's actually about making better choices. And, you know, and the big city state thing is probably not going to survive this century because we're going to have to become more localized, and that's already happening organically on its own. All over the world, there is this movement towards a more localized economy and ecology, you know, much more farmers markets, you know, growing co-ops, all these kind of things. They're actually spreading like wildfire, but you don't hear about it.
No, you know why you don't hear about it? Because the big, you know, what is that, you know, these big corporation and these corporate farmers, and these, you know, you got to think about it just about 10 seconds and you can see what they're doing to you. If you think about it, they're taking your life and they're using it. They're just abusing it and they're destroying it. So if you want to give something back, then just stop using their products. Don't just find a better way. And you're talking organics. Yeah. Well, why don't you start a victory garden, victory for the earth. You know, just grow something
And you notice that's something, you know, I mean, you know, in World War I and World War II, you know, people made these sacrifices where they grew their own vegetables. You know, you had deposit bottles on everything. We were recycling raw materials at an incredible rate.
Yeah,
and none of
that
has happened because now that we have a military industrial complex, they have profits to maintain.
Yeah, guess what? You know, people working for people. You're gone. Are you there?
No. I'm here. We got to wrap it up though, man. I'm running out of time.
Wrap it up. It was great talking to you, and you know, like I said, to us up on the high plains, to you down under, stay warm. This is cooling off up here.
Yeah. We've just gotten a break. It was 104 in my kitchen yesterday. So it's quite a bit cooler today, and I'm going to enjoy it. So have a great day, Bob. I got
to
wrap it up.
Love to you and yours, and I'd love to meet you, mate. Bye.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Take care, Bob. All right, folks, we gotta wrap this up real quick. And thank you for joining me today, and thanks for the calls, everybody. Air cars. Anybody know an investment capitalist out there? Tell them there is an opportunity. I think this is just really, really cool. Don't forget, Ben Birch is having his fundraiser at the moment at whiterosesociety.org. You got to go by there. Now is the time to go and do the right thing. Thank you to Scott Berry and B1 Louder Productions. Thank you to Bob Kincaid for announcing the program. Thank you to Agnes for producing this program brilliantly like she always does. To our news ninjas, hiya, and our mods, thank you so much. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you Monday.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f***. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics.
This is the Quality News Network. On Capitol Hill today, hearings held by the Senate Armed Services Committee featured testimony from Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Peter Pace. Gates said the first phase of the president's Iraq war plan will start early next month. The new chairman of the committee, Senator Carl Levin, said the troop increase in Iraq is a flawed strategy and a grave mistake. He also said a political solution is needed among the Iraqis. Republican Senator, meantime, John McCain, defended the president's plan as necessary. He added that it would give the Americans and Iraqis, quote, the best chance of success. President Bush had telephone conversations with the King of Jordan and the President of Egypt today. They all discussed Secretary of State Condoleezza Mrs. Rice's upcoming trip to the Middle East. She'll spend a week there, plans to visit several countries, including Israel, Jordan, Egypt, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. She'll also go to the West Bank. Next week, President Bush will meet with the new Secretary General of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, at the White House. Iraq's President Jalal Talabani will travel to Damascus to hold talks with Syria's President Bashar al-Assad this weekend. It's the first time in 3 decades that an Iraqi president will go to Syria for discussions. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton will travel to Iraq this weekend with 2 other lawmakers to meet with top Iraqi and U.S. military officials. They'll also make a visit to Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy in Athens was hit early today by a rocket fired from across the street. Greek authorities say the attack probably came from a domestic terrorist group. No one was injured. The U.S. ambassador said there was minimal damage there. The Homeland Security Department will begin unmanned surveillance aircraft patrols of the Canadian border. The Predators will patrol the airspace day and night, starting this fall, checking for potential terrorists. The Washington Post reports today that a small group of U.S. military personnel went into southern Somalia following Monday's U.S. airstrike on